Thank you and good morning. The Humboldt State University School of Business has received accreditation from the International Assembly for Collegiate Business Education, which has accredited both the school's bachelor's program and its master's in business administration program. The announcement was made last week, and it's the culmination of 4 years of work by faculty and students. One of the key programs in the business department is the focus on the business of sustainability and getting students to look at business through the lens of environmental stewardship. Business Department Chair Harinder Singh said in a statement that the professional accreditation is an important milestone for the department. The Sheriff's Office is investigating a reported shooting on Highway 299 that left the driver of a vehicle with a suspected minor gunshot wound and bullet holes in his vehicle. The victim told responding deputies that he was headed east on 299 and had trailed a four-door BMW sedan for a few miles before deciding to pass. He said that after he passed the sedan, it began to tailgate him and made a passing move of its own. The victim said as the BMW passed his door, he heard several pops that sounded like gunfire and felt a burning sensation on his ribcage and pulled to the side of the road, fearing he'd been shot. The victim found a large red welt but needed no treatment, and a deputy inspected his vehicle and found what appeared to be two bullet holes. The victim told deputies he had no idea who was in the BMW or why they would have fired shots at him. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Arcata police officers responded to a report of an assault in the 700 block of 9th Street on Monday evening, and when they reached the scene, they contacted a man who had suffered a laceration to the back of his head. The man told officers he had been in a verbal altercation with a second man, identified as 31-year-old Bakhti Dillenbeck of Arcata. The victim told officers he had turned to walk away from Dillenbeck when he was hit in the head with a bottle. Police later located and arrested Dillenbeck at the corner of 7th and G Streets, and he was booked for assault with a deadly weapon. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning, although it's our neighbors to the north who should be the most concerned. We can expect heavy rains this afternoon and into this evening, but residents in Curry County, Oregon, could see as much as 5 to 10 inches of rain this week as a series of storms makes its way through the area. After today's rain, the heaviest rainfall is expected by Thursday and will also impact Del Norte and northern Humboldt County, where 1 to 2 inches of rain are expected. The rain will be accompanied by high southerly winds. Be prepared for wet roadways, down trees and branches, and other driving hazards, and allow extra time for any trips planned. The coroner's office has scheduled an autopsy on the body of an adult male whose remains were found near Highway 101 in the Singley Hill exit on Monday morning. Emergency personnel responded to the scene after a passerby reported finding the body of the man near the northbound lanes. The identity of the deceased is being withheld pending notification of next of kin, and foul play is not being considered a factor in the death. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One of the ongoing issues in cities like Arcata and Eureka is to figure out ways to curtail homelessness in those cities. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills was on Talk Shop on Monday and explained how the Eureka Police Department has a number of projects in the works to help improve the city, including efforts to help the homeless.
The city is really working hard on an organized, unified game plan to try to really impact the problem of homelessness in our city. Through rapid rehousing, we're working with Health and Human Services to get the MAC into a triage center where people can go and get help, and so that we can transition this whole thing and have a system in place that we think can really deal with these problems.
Another project from the police department and the city that has been completed was a shopping cart ordinance passed over a month ago in an effort to address those who push their belongings around town.
Yeah, I think we're on the verge of really making some significant changes. Just the one shopping cart ordinance. We've collected over 200 shopping carts up to this point. When I say we, John Shelter has been a big part of that, as well as the police department locking these carts up, taking them away from people and telling them you can't not have these carts. People don't think that's a big deal, but when you drive into town and see 20 people with carts, it just smacks of social disorder.
Mills said that shopping carts are often associated with transiency, usually being used as a type of a mobile home. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.